started 22 years ago in a jazz festival for Waseca High School. The director of Waseca's high school jazz band at that time, his name was Kim Cousins. He wanted to bring in a good big band, an adult big band, to back up his professional artists. He was bringing in four clinicians.
And so that was this band?
That was this band. So we started with that one gig and kept at it. We started playing for more schools, and in fact, we've been playing annually at Waseca's Jazz Fest ever since.
Is it a satisfying thing to work with the young jazz players?
Oh, yes, very satisfying, because your student jazzers are not only in their music programs, but they've auditioned to be in this extra above and beyond program. And so when you play for them and see them react, when they're getting into it and learning from it, it's very satisfying.
What do they say when they start to really figure out how to play a tune like the one we're going to listen to, A Little Minor Blues?
You know, they say things on different levels, because some of them are taking private lessons and some of them are just going through their school. So you'll have questions, everything from, you know, did I articulate that or did I phrase that correctly, to, you know, what kind of sticks are you using?
Well, they're picking up from you, the experienced players.
Yeah, that's very fun. It's fun to pass it on.
Ted, it kind of makes sense that Southern Minnesota's Real Big Band has a lot of high school band directors in the group.
Yeah, half the group is either current or retired band directors. The other half is from a wide variety of backgrounds, but like to keep up with their instrument, semi-professional players.
Why do you suppose the band directors enjoy this opportunity?
Well, a lot of them are used to being in front of groups, and they really enjoy being part of a group again, and networking with the other people in the group. You see that a lot before and after rehearsals. Band directors in the group are talking to each other about tunes or approaches or equipment or whatever, and that's really fun to see and be part of.
Now we're leading to Norwegian Wood, and this is not originally a big band tune, but it's a cool arrangement, something that was arranged by Willie Maiden for Buddy Rich. What do you like about it?
Well, I like that it's not in your typical common meter, you know, that it's in three instead of four, and it just burns. It's a great Beatles tune, but what Willie Maiden did with it, it swings top to bottom.
Ted, a little Norwegian Wood there by Southern Minnesota's Real Big Band. What do audiences tell you after listening to something like that? You know, it's not really what they would expect from a big band.
They appreciate it, especially the people who lived through that era. They appreciate listening to that type of music that they recognize in a new, fresh format.
Southern Minnesota's Real Big Band plays concerts. It also serves as a clinician band for high school students. Is there something in your book that really appeals to all kinds of audiences and, of course, the band members?
Yeah, we like the traditional jazz, and when you get a piece like, say, In the Mellow Tone, and you play it for the younger kids, that maybe it's the first time they've heard that, but they connect to it because of the energy, the way it's written, that they're also studying jazz. Maybe they're not playing pieces this difficult, but pieces in the same vein. That type of tune really connects.
One great thing about working with students is that you get to talk about specific tunes in a way that you might not necessarily talk about in front of a standard audience crowd, you know, to give some insight into playing the song, playing the tune. What would you say to high school students about In a Mellow Tone?
Well, it's the style, the jazz style, the phrasing. It's so different than their concert band experience, which is where they spend most of their time, of course, in their studies. So it's important for them to hear people who are more versed in that style. As an example, I would also really encourage them to listen to the soloists. A lot of times the high school students haven't studied improvisation that much, so they need to get out there and hear it.
Southern Minnesota's Real Big Band plays at the Minnesota Music Association State Music Convention Thursday, February 14th. It'll be in room 205 of the Minneapolis Convention Center. For information, it's realbigband.com. And almost forgot, Nachito Herrera is going to play with the band for part of the show. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.